Mr. Dean Miller. Today, you have the SBDC and some very important events coming up this Friday on your mind.
Absolutely. Thanks, Ted. How are you doing today?
We're doing wonderfully well, Dean. How about you?
We're doing well. We're doing well. And the SBDC is working hard to help so many of our small businesses prepare, respond, and recover from the impacts of COVID-19 in our community. You know, Cardio has done a great job sharing the challenges that our community has faced. You know, as the businesses are impacted by the stay-at-home order, that's impacted so many small business owners.
And that's the interesting aspect about this. The community has risen to this challenge so well and so thoroughly that there is now beginning to be a little confusion, maybe actually a lot of confusion for businesses trying to get into the recovery process, anticipating that we are going to come out of this. So you have a solution to this problem, Dean.
Well, we do. So as you said, there's a lot of great resources to help businesses recover, but as you said, lots of confusion. So this Friday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., Pikes Peak SBDC is hosting an important online event. It's called the Relief Funding, a Small Business Roundtable Discussion with Experts. And this is about disaster mitigation. This is about preparing, responding, and recovering. So as we've heard about these many different programs that are being offered, Cardio's done a great job talking about these, and the word's gotten out, but the business owners, you know, they want to learn about them. So this panel is going to talk about the four main programs. We're going to have experts talking about the El Paso County Economic Development Program. The Alpamar folks are going to be talking about the nonprofit grants. Our friends at Exponential Impact are going to be talking about the Survive and Thrive loans. And the Small Business Administration will be talking about the EIDL advanced loans, the Paycheck Protection Program, and other CARES Act details that have come out in the last couple of days. So a lot of great opportunities and information and details for our small business owners.
All about clarification, bringing clarity, and no doubt coming from this, if I am a business owner, my attendance to this webinar is going to get me pointed in the right direction.
Absolutely. And you know, it's been a ton of information that's been out there, but not a lot of details and not a lot of comparison of the different programs. And so the Small Business Development Center, what they tend to do is, well, what they specialize in doing is they help the small businesses look at the opportunities made available by the Small Business Administration, one of their biggest partners, and help that small business make the smartest decisions about what opportunity is right for their business. And that's what they're going to do. So it starts with understanding the different programs, and then small business owners can reach out to Pikes Peak SBDC and request consultation on the best plan for their business.
Wow. There just couldn't be any better follow-up and follow-through after bringing an understanding of those, as you note here, differences, details, and opportunities that these programs represent. Dean, a web address to register for this event?
Absolutely. So it's pikespeaksbdc.org/prepare, and they just need to pre-register at least 24 hours prior. And this is a Friday event at 11:30 a.m. online.
So you really have until about 11 o'clock on Thursday to get registered for this event.
Absolutely. And what will happen is you'll have an email link. You click on it, and there you go.
pikespeaksbdc.org/prepare. Register for the event. No charge for this, I take it?
No charge for this information.
Again, it's what we love about the SBDC and the community here stepping up to help each other out, keep business alive, because we know that business is the backbone of this economy. That's what we know. We got to keep it alive. We got to keep it healthy, thriving, and growing. That's you guys doing a brilliant job of that, Dean. Thank you.
Thank you, Ted.